Welcome to The Hype and the Hope, where normally we talk about board games we've decided to add to our collection or didn't quite make the cut because, you know, space is at a premium, and whether something that did make the cut lived up to our expectations. But this is a different kind of episode.
You might say that this one could be called The Hype and the Nope.
So yesterday, we had to put away Castles of Burgundy, but we didn't want to.
No.
It's big. It's so big. I realized I'd been saying we have no space left for anything, but we really have no space left without a shopping trip, which is in the works. And that inspired Mike, I guess.
To want to buy something else. What? First, you're skipping ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because there's a game that I want to back. And Shari's, I don't want to say skitzing out about space, but...
Well, we don't say that in 2023.
Don't we?
We don't.
Okay, I suppose you're right. So should we cut that bit?
It could be a learning moment.
So there's a game that I would quite like to add to the collection. And I probably mean that in the US sense of the word.
As in, he would very much like to add it.
Quite is a downward modifier in Australian English and usually in British English, unless they say quite like that. And in American English, it's an upward modifier. So when I say I quite like that hamburger, it means it was pretty good. You know, I don't love it. It was good though, fine.
And so when you say you want to add this game, you really want to add this game.
I do. I want to add this game a lot. I think it looks great. But I can't say it because it will probably feature in a future podcast.
And what we're not adding to the collection.
Or what we're adding. You know, it'll be right up there with
not adding,
Age of
Not adding Infinity.
Innovation, right? In the Age of Innovation. That's the other one that we're definitely adding. Okay, so I sat down in front of my computer at about 4 a.m. and went through our list of board games.
I think that needs more context. You'd had a big nap.
I had had a big nap. Yeah. Okay. We do this sometimes on Friday after school, especially in winter. You know, it's cold and there's an electric blanket.
I don't
on.
Want people to picture you, like, I don't know, pacing some sort of hallway in an Ebenezer
Scrooge
nightgown with a candle and it's keeping you up and you're pounding a fist against a cracking Victorian wall saying, how can we get this game in the collection? I know, we'll make some room for it.
Well, I should point out that we've long had a list of maybe about 25 or so games that are on the cull list, but we're just too lazy to ever get rid of them, you know.
As in go through all the selling stuff.
Selling, yeah. Taking them, you know, delivering them to people and so forth. One thing I will say about the list I made last night is this is not a list of games that I want to sell or games that I don't like. This is a list of games that I've sat down and I've been honest with myself. Are we going to play this game? Am I going to play it again? Even if I might play it again, do I really like it that much that it has to stay in the collection? And I've divided them into a few categories. There's the obvious, well, yeah, that's got to go. There's the, well, why don't we just make that a game for school game category as well.
Okay.
So that's the second category. This was a big investment that doesn't seem to have panned out. Let's cut our losses category. And there's I like this game, but it takes up a fair bit of space and I don't think I'm ever going to play it again category.
Wow.
And there's all sorts of categories. It's just category.
Are there any let's give this to our niece category?
I don't know. We can maybe think about that as we go. There's the this game makes me angry category.
Oh.
And even though it's small, you know, which is...
Hey, Laser Cat Attack is staying.
No, I'm not talking about Laser Cat Attack. I just don't think that's sellable. That's, you know... But there are a few games that
we've... And it would be wrong to give it to anybody.
Every time we do these cull lists, we say, well, that's so small, it doesn't take up much space. That's so small, it doesn't take up much space. But when there's 40 small games that you don't really like that much...
It kind of depends on where they're living at the moment, too.
It does, too. It does, too. But one of the things that I've got on my list, and I'll start this with this little spoiler.
Well, let's go ahead and say that I've not seen the list at all. I'm aware of what you've tried to sell in the past.
Yeah, and we'll probably skip over them very quickly. We'll just say... why we hate that game, because
there's a lot of hate.
No. There is one or two games that I genuinely hate on this list.
Oh, are they the ones in the closet?
Yes.
In the front room? Okay, yeah, we can bag
but,
those.
But I'm going to start, and I will generally go alphabetically, because even though I did it in reverse alphabetical order, I'll read from the bottom of my list and go up. But something I've put down, probably because I'm mad at the company.
Wait, hold that thought. You've got to picture Mike right now. He's looking at me with such a grin. Like, it's going to be a big reveal. I'm expecting, I don't know, Neil Patrick Harris to appear with some sort of flourish.
I don't know that this one's a big reveal. It's just that it goes counter to our strategies in the past of forgiving smaller games. And they don't come smaller than this set of games that I just want gone.
You don't mean things that are in a tin?
Yes, I do.
The Mint series?
They're just not good games. I don't care. The first one was a novelty and it was fine. Have the other ones been any good? I'm angry at them.
They're so small and cute. For
context, this company went bust after suspiciously doing their biggest Kickstarter with a giant box of all their previous games and disappeared with everyone's money.
Let's back up. So I don't remember the name of the company. Was it the Long Con? So they did one, you know, cute little game in a tin with sort of Altoid-ish, minty worker placement. I mean, it wasn't only worker placement. I think that was maybe the first one. And yeah, they did one campaign after another, really successful. Then it was Mint Max, was it, that came out? They had little mechs?
No.
No?
There's no one with mechs. You're thinking of Tiny Epic.
Yeah.
Well, no, there was Mint Bid, the yellow one,
yeah,
which
the
I
Mint
hate.
Mint Control.
Mint Control, which is terrible.
There's another mint one that's all right.
Oh, I forget what the last mint one was called. It was in a purple
Why
tin.
Have I invented Mint Mechs now that...
Mint Mechs? Yeah.
Seems like that would have been
You got
quite
a bit of crossover
thing.
Happening there.
Okay, right. But then it was to come like in the commemorative tin that fit all tins.
But it's hard. I just put it down on the list, even though I don't really...
But wait, do you think that they were like, hey, the first one's successful, let's push our luck, and then they're like, you know what, we're gonna offer something that we know these people who love this tin aesthetic.
I think they milked a love for the tin aesthetic, you know. I don't think they deliberately went broke, but I think the...
It's a better story.
I think they milked the tin aesthetic because the other games aren't good. There's one of the others is okay. I think I gave maybe a...
I think that might have to do with player count as well, because the mint bid was very bad.
Mint
too,
Control was not a good game either. The one in the orangey red tin, I don't like that one.
There was one we didn't mind.
Yeah, I forget which one that is. Mint Delivery, I think, is all right.
Okay.
I think Mint Delivery is all right.
I'm with you. I don't ever want to play any of them again.
But they're so cheap and we'd get nothing for them and they look kind of cute.
They do.
They're probably not going anywhere, but I could. I never want to play them again. They're not very good games.
We could shove them over.
Let's face
something.
It, if Mint Works was in a large Ticket to Ride size box, we'd think,
gross,
what a crap game. Yeah, you know, and it's only because of the novelty of the tin that we actually
like. Yeah, I had the little theme going. It was a complete vision in the beginning, and probably fun if you were, say, going to the pub and needed a game you could put in your pocket and could laugh at.
At this point, I'd just prefer actual mints in the tins, though.
I know, right? We can't really get Altoid-type mints here, can we?
No, I think the closest we can get is Mentos.
That's not even the same
thing. Or Mentos, as people say here.
Well, don't stop with that. But no, we need those curiously strong mints. So that, there we go. It's another reminder that we can't easily acquire Altoids in Australia.
No,
All right, I'm open to us losing the mint line. But like you say, it looks cute. It won't make us any money. It really won't clear up any shelf space because we actually have them sitting in front of games because they can just
A Kallax shelf that's already filled. Yep. All right, so we're of a mind on that one. You know, they probably don't deserve to be in our collection, but they're just pointless to sell.
All right,
stepping onto the second one, this is no surprise. It's already on our list. We'll just talk about it briefly. Deluxe edition of Alexandria, the library burning down game with the art by Vincent Detrait,
And the standees
and the inexplicable dimensions on some of the standees versus the objects, and just not a deluxe production and not a very fun game. We did not like it at all. I gave it a 5, I believe, which is probably generous.
I think that we just wanted to play a game about the Lost Library of Alexandria.
Yeah.
And got caught up in that. And probably your early yearnings towards Dutrait's artwork spoke to you.
We've been trying to get rid of this one forever. I'd probably take $15 for it at this point.
Would you even get... This is Australian bucks, by the way. I don't know if you'd get it. That might be one the kids don't hate.
It's too confusing. We didn't even... The rules weren't even that clear.
See, part of the problem is, too, when you say, well, you know, when we say the kids, we mean our students. Our students can play it. You don't actually want to introduce them to bad modern board games.
Or mediocre ones.
Right.
Because to be fair to it, it's still better than, you know, Game of Life and things like that.
Mike has a real hatred.
I hate that game.
Game
so
of
much.
Life. Whereas I loved it growing up, so I have a lot of nostalgia for it, between the spinner and this idea of you getting to do all these things that I'd hoped to do with my life. But Mike is a person who has not historically looked ahead. Sorry for this rough transition, but Mike spied a magpie behind me in the window and we had to stop everything.
Australian magpie, this is.
Australian magpie, and because it's an Australian magpie, you would understand why we want it to know our face and know that we're kind.
Yes, look up swooping and you'll find out that Australian magpie swooping, of course, and you need to build a relationship with these guys.
And they do get to know your face and pass on, apparently, your face to others or spread the word about you in the neighborhood.
So we went and said hello and just had a bit of a chat, wag.
As you do, you know, how's your day been, kind of thing.
So far anyway, you know, it could get worse. Magpies
talked about the weather.
Magpies work on Saturdays, surprisingly.
Yeah, they're really strong work ethic, hence maybe their protective behavior around nests. And there may have been food involved.
They have a real pull yourself up by your bootstraps sort of mentality, do they? Even though they don't wear boots.
Yes.
They're metaphorical.
They're not like those thieving European magpies that go for all the shiny objects.
No, handouts, bloody hell.
And just taking things. No, instead they just come in and peck out your eyes or the side of your head. Because Australia, as the internet would have you believe.
Yeah.
So, and Alexandria, off the table.
Yeah, we don't like it. It's gone. Not much talk.
Except
but
it's not gone. It's here with us, and we don't know how to get rid of it.
Yes, we'll find a way. Where there's a will, there's a way.
And again, you don't want to donate it to a hospital or something, because people are like, oh, sick children. You know, they'd be glad
to
get.
Too hard to explain it to them.
And again, it's not a game that you'd want them to have. Why not donate just a nice game instead?
The second game, and I'm expecting there's probably going to be... Oh, yeah, because we're talking about them.
I think you better let go of the numbers because we'll lose track.
So the next game, and I'm wondering if we're going to have some snazzy transition between games, an audio effect perhaps.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, you're the person who does this sort of stuff. You're the technical,
first of all,
sort of James Cameron.
I hate that everybody knows to blame me now.
Or are we talking about sort of, are you the score and so forth? You know?
Am I the, like the James Horner?
Yeah.
I'd rather be the John Williams, but I am neither of those gentlemen. Yeah. I am the...
James Horner's dead.
He is.
Yeah.
Wow. So what are you saying? Like, I can just take his identity now?
No.
And that's terrible. Where are we going?
If
there's going to be a sound effect, it would have already happened, but you can laugh because there's probably no sound effect.
The next game is a game where I've had to be brutally honest with myself because I really like this game. I think I gave it 8.5 out of 10.
An 8.5 game you want to call.
It's redundant. It's Alibari, a nice cup of tea.
Yeah, I said it was redundant. We
paid very little for it. We got it for like $29.
It might have been last year or the year before. It's Gen Con type sale around
it was,
this time.
It was Advent Games' end of financial year or actually
happens.
Boxing Day sale maybe.
That's right.
And they have some really cheap prices and we did not pay much at all for it. And we liked Snowdonia and we'd seen Rado's run through of it. It's
Alibari?
Just not different enough. It's more or less exactly the same game pared down slightly.
Does Rado have Snowdonia?
Yeah.
Okay, because you know what? Snowdonia does not get a lot of chatter, I've noticed.
No.
Not in the people's top 100 lists or anywhere, it seems like. And yet it has enough fans that it has the huge box set that we have with all the variations.
And I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And every time we play Alibari, and we've played it 2 or 3 times, which is a lot for...
Why aren't we playing Snowdonia.
Yeah, I know. So it looks pretty. I like it on the shelf.
It's a quality game.
It's redundant, you know, and if we'd probably make a profit on it if we sell it because we paid almost nothing for it. Went on a huge, huge clearance sale.
Okay.
And it could go.
Yeah, it should go.
Next one's a little one. I kind of hate it. It's And Then We Held Hands.
I've been thinking we need to try it again.
Do you? And Then We Held Hands was a print and play that somehow got a Kickstarter run. And it's not as good as people say it is, but this could just be us.
Didn't the designer of And Then We Held Hands make something else that we liked?
I can't recall. I'm not sure.
I think we have to try it again. Maybe we'll try it this afternoon.
It can be our other game for the week.
Yeah, forget.
That's a good call. We will. Yeah. We'll play it and then we hold
because
hands.
Because it's small enough. And if it's too fiddly then for us to play this afternoon, then I'll agree with you. It seems a bit unfair. I think we've changed so much as gamers since the last time we played it, which I remember was a lukewarm experience at best, that maybe we'll see a beauty in it.
It's
that we
tiny,
didn't appreciate
but
then.
But yeah, maybe we will. Maybe. So that's a TBA.
Okay, so we've actually done a bit of time travel, and we've just come back from a game of And Then We Held Hands, because, well, we ran out of battery.
We did, yes.
We had to stop, and then we had a grocery order, and then I had to, you know, pass the
rabbits. Was it battery, or was it the file was too big?
No, it was the battery.
Oh, okay.
Then. Yeah, because we'd used battery before. And, yeah, and so then we said, okay, before we go back to this, we got up to the R's and said, why don't we play And Then We Held Hands, and what is your verdict now?
That it's good enough to keep.
Yeah?
It's all right. You know, it's so small, it's... despite the fact that it says 30 to 45 minutes, our games took a combined total of about 8 minutes for two
games. Yeah, we're bad at it, maybe.
Yeah, we lost pretty
badly. Or unlucky. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, if you don't have the color, you don't have the color. There's no way to mitigate
that. Yeah, you do arbitrarily lose early quite often, it seems. But
I seem to recall that happening when we played before, now that I think about it. It was like, can we even get to the second ring?
It's not, you know, it's fine. It's a card game and with an intricate couple of interesting mechanisms, and it's small. If, like I said, if it was a Ticket to Ride size box, it'd be shunted out that door. But we have a lot of small games that I dislike a lot more than that one, so it's fine to stay. The next one is one of several games from the unfortunately named Titans of Gaming collection. It's been on our list for a while. Ancestry.
Yeah, I have no love for it.
No, it's bad. It goes.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's very gateway.
It's pre-gateway.
And not even that. It's not that good. It's not bad. It's just meh.
It's meh. Yeah, it's not bad. Some of them have.
Who's the designer? It's someone significant, isn't it?
I think it is. I feel
Is it Eric Lang?
Do you know where it is to go look?
No, it'll be in the thing, but I can just quickly look it up here on my iPad. And here I am typing and saying something to make it not so boring for the listener.
Well, also, I could just cut it out and we could magically appear at the bit where you say who it is.
It is Eric Lang. I was correct in my assumption.
Wow.
So it's an Eric Lang game and...
So no. Yeah. No, that's... It falls under one that it's fine. I, again, wouldn't give it to the students because it's lackluster. Thematically, it probably wouldn't appeal much to them. To me, as a genealogist, why wouldn't I want to do something sort of family tree adjacent? Oh no, I know what else you're coming for then. All right, carry on.
Just to clarify too, that the Titans of Gaming was a Kickstarter, which was, for those of you not in the know, and you'll hear a few of them as entries, several of them have already left the collection. It was a huge multi-year campaign, starting at 3 and then extended to 4 with add-ons, possibly stretch goals, I can't remember. And every year you'd get 3 games from some of the greatest designers, you know, Richard Garfield, Eric Lang, Rob Davio. These games were coming out, and it seemed too good to be true. You know, we were new to the hobby, reasonably new anyway. We could fit our collection in a 2x4 easily at the time, probably a 2x2. And it seemed great, but what we didn't realise is we didn't know the reputation of Calliope at the time, who other than Suro don't really have an awful lot.
Awful lot for us.
That's true, yeah. There are a lot of fine gateway games. But by the time they delivered, we were much more sophisticated gamers. And it also appeared that the Titans of Gaming were using this as an avenue to ditch their not-so-good designs, if you ask me.
Ah, so the designers were jettisoning their...
Yeah, you know, it's all right. There's a mechanism there. I worked on this. But, you know, I mean, and there are some pretty good games in there. I mean, we always like...
Hive Mind.
Yeah,
despite
its new...
Oh, if you're getting Hive Mind, and why wouldn't you? It's kind of a reverse categories in a way. Get the old box. And it had so many cute accessories inside, which I guess it wouldn't anymore because it's no longer bee themed.
No, and people like Ship Shape, the Davio one, but it just doesn't really appeal to me, even though we've got it sealed in the cupboard in the other room. But
I understand. Ancestry, I agree with that one.
So I'll jump ahead and say that I've got Ship Shape on here as well. I don't think we're ever going to open it. It's sealed. I would quite happily move that one on. I think it's 3 to something player as well. It's a possible candidate to go to school.
I don't think it's 3.
Is it? Maybe not.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, that might be a good one for school. It looked all right, just not interesting enough to break the plastic open.
Maybe we'll take that one.
Okay.
This one's going to be controversial.
Ooh. Wait, can you give me a hint?
This is one of the ones you chose, so that's why it's going to be controversial.
Wait, it's one of the ones that I chose to call.
No, this is one of the ones that you wanted to back on Kickstarter.
Oh.
Which is kind of rare, because I'm usually the one that's gung-ho about backing things on Kickstarter, and I usually talk you into it.
When did we last play it?
We've played it once, and I would say about 2 years ago when it arrived.
Okay, so it was in this house.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I've no idea.
It's cute. It's fine. I think I gave it an 8. This probably falls under we've got to play it again.
Okay.
Because I just can't remember virtually anything about it. And
so
it's...
Wait. Before when it was, so you're saying it was my suggestion. Were you?
No, I was fine. I thought it looked cute.
Okay. So you haven't been long harboring a sort of eye roll.
No. I like the game. I remember liking it. I just can't remember enough about it. And I put it down as a maybe. We'll see what Shari thinks. This probably needs to go down as a game we play again.
Okay.
Arch Ravels.
Arch Ravels, inexplicably, game about knitting, has a free pattern in it. It's a crochet pattern. What the hell, Arch Ravels?
Did you make the pattern?
No, but I just wish somebody would recognize that somewhere.
But can you remember a single thing about it?
Yes, I can remember lots of things about it.
Do you remember liking it?
I remember you saying over and over, this is a good game. Oh.
Oh, yeah, we need to play it again then.
But then I think it might fall under the, can we, I don't want to use this phrase again. What's our replacement for scratching an itch? Because I feel like the itch is scratched other ways.
I think it, yeah. So it's a possible, a maybe, but I would like to play it again.
I think it's, then remember when the expansion came out? And even though we tend not to get expansions, it was a half second of talking about it.
Yeah.
I think.
It doesn't take up that much real estate. It's
no, this is how these things happen though. I'm not excited by it as a person who loves yarn and stuff. That I think was some of the draw, and I don't know who I was or what I was thinking. There's nothing wrong with it. I'd recommend it to anybody without reservation. It's not, a really hard game or anything.
So I think what we'll do is we'll play it again. We'll decide.
Maybe.
Is this a school game?
Unbox it.
Is this a
No, I can let it go.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to play it again. If you were saying this is a good game, then...
I'm just reminding you because I felt like a lot of this was put on me.
I gave it 8.
I will unbox it again and see what it stirs up for me, but it might just be too cardboardy for me now.
All right, we'll have a look.
Okay.
The next one is my last in the A's, and this has been often on the list. I put it on the list of, that's got to go, and then I listen to Z Garcia and I think... is there something about it?
Do I have to bleep you, sir?
All right. Well, perhaps.
Australians. The things Mike told me before I came to Australia about what was, using his journalism degree as some sort of appeal to ethos. The things he claimed appeared in newspapers and on television. The language. Oh, it's Australia. People say blah, blah, blah in the newspaper in serious reporting. No, sir.
Okay. I didn't love our first game, but everyone says it's so flippin'. Flippin', is that all right?
That's all right. I'll allow it.
So flippin' good, including Z Garcia.
But wait, what do I say? Forget Z
Garcia. No, you weren't that into it either.
Okay.
Atlantis Rising 2nd Edition.
No. Yeah, maybe play it again. No.
Yeah, it needs to be played again, I think.
Oh, only because everybody does love it.
Yeah. We just... Maybe it doesn't work well at 2. Maybe this one warrants a forum post. Does anyone else find this game...
What? We're going to let internet strangers...
Yeah, everyone.
You think they're going to
talk us
into it?
People think every game's bad at 2, don't they?
They do. And then also, it's like when people ask, what's the best pizza? This drives me crazy. Locally, on the local, Facebook groups and that, people say, who has the best pizza? Which is a stupid question. You need to say, here's what I'm looking for in a pizza. And then people just name pizza. Like, you might as well just Google, list 10 local pizza places. There, you got your same result. People don't ask good questions. So I don't know how you could pose a question to get a good answer out of that. And then the one time, just because I'm still so mad about it, that I wrote, I think it was only a paragraph. It was a big paragraph about, hey, do you like this kind of crust? Do you like, you know, this kind of topping? Do you, what do you like in a pizza? People
just listed pizza places.
No, they were just, no, I was saying that in a comment and then people attacked me for being nerdy about it. Like, oh, somebody has way too much time on their hands thinking about pizza. It's like, no, it's called having a good answer.
Specifics.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want a pizza recommendation from me, I need to know what kind of pizza you like. And by the way, it's not any of the local ones in Bunbury. They're gross. There.
Some of them are all right, but they're not great.
No. Atlantis Rising. Yeah, so how would you phrase the question to get a response to say whether
a lot of people really like this game. Z Garcia likes this game. It has high
ratings.
What
are we missing?
I'll also point out that generally we like games at two players that people say, oh, no, the, you know, it needs to, you know, it doesn't scale well at two. We're usually fine to do our own little things. We like our multiplayer solitaire. But there's something in this game that we're not getting.
Well, this is a cooperative game, isn't it? Is it? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
No, you're right. I remember the like spokes and the going up the central hub.
It's a really interesting mechanism. We've got to try it again.
Do we?
I think so.
We'll unbox it again. But my point being that I don't know what people sometimes are expecting to hear when they're asking for advice.
But if I'm really specific, maybe I'll get some.
Maybe. And maybe you could
and
ask.
And I'll say what kind of gamer I am, you know, so maybe
and
similar.
And what kind
gamers
of pizza you like, because that might inform your gameplay.
Yes. And I'm just to be clear, I'm a pineapple on pizza sort of guy. Not always.
And I'm okay with it, but I don't often seek it out.
Yeah.
So I don't see this
being. No, I don't seek it out all the time. It's not on 9/10 of the pizzas I order, but it's all right.
But I'm also somebody who only wants about 2 toppings max.
Yes. Because Australia tends to put a lot more toppings on pizza. Remember when we.
I don't know.
I moved to the States and I was quite stunned by all the pizzas that you don't get 1 or 2 topping pizzas is the go. Anyhow, that's the end of our A's. So we've just made it to the end of A. So buckle up, guys. this is going to be a long one.